you were once traded during a hockey game. Can you just give us the personal firsthand account of how you find out, how that all goes down? I mean, the footage of you walking back to the dressing room, you're traded by Montreal to Calgary, we've seen it. What was that whole experience like now that it's years and years ago and you're looking back in hindsight?
Yeah, it was, I'll tell the details I can tell.
Yes. Okay. hey, there's a statute of limitations and it's like 8 years and this was 9 years ago. So yeah. Go ahead.
There's some legalities. I mean, you know, we'll go golfing one day and we'll tell a deeper version. But yeah, so what happened was we were having a tough year in Montreal after a couple, you know, fun seasons. And we were after practice one day and getting undressed, and it was kind of a frustrating time. Things weren't going well for us. And I was talking to two members of the media who I have a lot of respect for, really, really good guys. And still do to this day. And, you know, kind of mics went off, which they're never off, but mics went off and we just were talking, which was not unusual for us. I just said something to them along the lines of, you know, feels like we're kind of like preparing mentally, like we're going to lose, like we're playing like losers. And it was kind of the same thing you've heard a billion times in sports. And there was another member of the media standing maybe 10 feet away that wasn't in the conversation. And so we then get on the plane and we fly to Boston, and I get to Boston and there's like people are coming up to me saying, you know, what was said or what was said. There was like a media kind of attention on what was being said. I guess it was reported in French language that something else was said. And so the GM, I was at dinner and the general manager called me and said, hey, you want, I need to meet you. And I said, no problem. So I went back to the hotel, went to his hotel room, and he's like, you know, so I said, well, you know, no problem. Like, that's not a thing. None of that was said. So we'll address it tomorrow for the game in the locker room. And then, I said, but do you want to have like a conversation about like what some of my perspective is or point of view? He wasn't really interested, and I guess I gave it anyways. That led to me being traded the next night during the game. So the game itself, I was playing and came out. I can't remember the first or second intermission. Came out, and in Boston, the locker rooms, you walk out of one locker room where you're dressed in your hockey equipment, and then right across the hall there's a locker room where you would dress out of your, you know, street clothes and that sort of thing. So, and you turn right out of the down the hallway to walk onto the ice. And so I walked out and gave, you know, Hal Gill the stick tap to the shin pads and was ready to turn right to walk on the ice, and the assistant coach was standing in the doorway of the other room, and he grabbed me by both shoulders and he pulled me in the room. And I played a lot of games against Ziggy. So my first thought was like, did I throw a saucer pass up the middle? Did I turn one over? Like, what did I, you know, what did I do? Did I give another candid opinion to somebody on the bench that I don't remember saying?
Body language, bad body language.
Yeah, I don't know if I was a body language guy, Zig. I was more of a say what was on my mind without filtering it type guy. I wasn't afraid to grab the marker once in a while. So then the GM was sitting in the room, Pierre Gauthier, and so he just looked at me and he just said, hey, I've traded you, and that's it. You can, you know, get unchanged and go back to the hotel. I can't tell you where, but, you know, we'll let you know. And that was it. And the kind of funny, well, I don't know if it's funny. I find it kind of, got to have humor and humility. Maybe I don't know if he would find it the same way, but the funny kind of circumstance that took place was, so then I had to go get unchanged and showered. Now the game's going on, so the only two people left are me and Pierre Gauthier. Now he's got his computer out on like this table in the middle of the room where our street clothes are and where the showers are. Well, there's showers on the other side too where we get unchanged. So I said to him, probably more comfortable if I go get showered on the other side, huh? And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. So I go to get showered on the other side, but all the stick trunks and the equipment trunks are in the shower, so I can't get in the shower. So now I got to come back and take a shower. So he's sitting there in the middle of the locker room on his computer and his phone. And from my point of view, you know, he seemed pretty nervous about what had just taken place. Maybe he wasn't. It's just my perspective. And so anyhow, then I'm taking a shower, you know, I'm coming out of the shower nude, I'm getting changed 5 feet away from him, and all this is going on while I've been traded. So that was it. Then I went back to the hotel, and then one of my closest friends in hockey called me, Craig Conroy, who was the assistant GM in Calgary, and said, you're coming back, you're coming home. And I felt like one team really wanted me, and as you get traded, one team really wanted to get rid of you. So that was the story.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. I don't know what a typical trade deadline week before is like, and it's coming up here in a couple days. I just wanted some perspective in years you've dealt with it, or friends you've played with. Like, what are some of these Leaf players dealing with? Because we're hearing the rumors they want to add another top nine forward, they want to add another goaltender, want to add depth defense. What's that like there? I can't really talk to it because no team's ever wanted me, so I never knew what the whole 2 weeks up leading to the trade deadline was like.
I think it has a lot to do with your stature or where your perceived value is on your team, so and your circumstance. So, like, I remember being in Calgary 1 year, and we had a good team, and season was going really well for me, and I felt like, you know, I was in a really secure spot. So you're excited about, like, what ad is going to come in. Like, is it someone I'm going to play with that's going to, you know, enhance our game even more, or is it someone on the back end that's going to really solidify us? So you're kind of excited about the prospects of winning a Stanley Cup and what ad. And I think a lot of general managers probably feel that pressure when the team's in that situation to give the players, particularly the players who are going to stay and do feel that level of value, like the response that I went out and I did something to try and push us over the finish line. And then I think if you're not in that position of security and your truth is maybe you're a little nervous about things, you're anxious, you're nervous. Is someone going to come in, and is that going to put me in the stands? Does this mean I'll get traded going back the other way as a throw-in, and I'm going to be on a last-place team for the rest of the year? So it has a lot to do with kind of where you're at. And then if you're the team – I've been in this situation a lot, unfortunately. If you're the team that's selling, you know, again, depends obviously where you are, contract status and all that, but it's kind of like, okay, what's happening now? Like, is it time to uproot and move my whole life? And so it really has a lot to depend on. It's very situational.